Hear that? It's the call of the Crave. And when the Crave calls, you know what to do. Try the $5 Bacon Bundle. Because the only thing better than a White Castle slider is a White Castle slider topped with crispy hickory smoked bacon. So pick any two of either the Bacon Cheese Slider, 1921 Bacon Cheese Slider, or Chicken Bacon Ranch Slider. And also get a small fry for just $5 with the $5 Bacon Bundle. White Castle. Follow your Crave.
Justin, and so good. Thousands of spring deals at your Nordstrom Rack store. Save big today on new arrivals from Kate Spade New York, Nike, Sam Edelman, Free People, and Madewell, starting at only $30. Great brands and great prices on dresses, denim, sandals, designer bags, and more. So rack your look and get first dibs on spring styles you want now from just $30 at your Nordstrom Rack store. What will you find?
In Jeff Lewis's world, there's never a dull moment.
The crazy part is I don't take anything. I'm off all my meds.
Maybe that's the issue.
What's not shocking to me is all the negative comments I receive. Like just today. I hope you rot in hell. I hope someone castrates you.
Okay.
You've had this happen with a lot of people that have worked for you. Not only quit you, but just quit life. Quit.
Jeff Lewis has issues.
Good morning. I'm here with Leah Black, Shane Douglas. Good morning. I was just asking you, because I heard Dr. V in the intro, did you book her for December?
She didn't confirm, but we're trying to get her back.
Okay. I love her.
I know.
She's so fun. Mm-hmm. And very different. I think a very different approach than Dr. Donna, who was here yesterday. I did have a little bit of a breakdown.
I'm shocked.
As I do once in a while,
in
a blue moon,
yeah.
So I was triggered and I did go off for a good, I don't know how many times I used the F word, but I did go off for a good 10, 15 minutes, Alyssa.
15, yesterday?
15, 20.
Yeah.
On the radio?
It seemed like 20.
On the radio?
I think it was 18.
Yeah.
I was sweating.
On the radio, yeah.
Yesterday.
We had a little co-parenting dispute,
but I have
reframed. I'm feeling better about it today. You know, I'm just, I'm grateful that it only happens, you know, 10 to 20% of the time.
I'm just so happy to be back into all of this. I was going through withdrawals from all these problems.
We get along a good 80, 90% of the time. I should be grateful
That.
I also reframed and I thought, I'm glad I'm not married to this anymore and I don't have to put up with this 24/7. So I'm reframing and being positive. However, he did get a little upset because, I didn't mention this, but this happened, I think, on Sunday. So those of you who don't know, Monroe and I have been working on an album. It's taking a while. There's labor laws and all kinds of things. So we can't be in the studio for too many hours at one time.
An album?
Yes.
What are you reading? Well, a children's book?
No, it's basically
it's
basically cover songs of her favorite tunes.
Oh, cute.
So we did not have time to do a Christmas album. So we think that we'll probably drop it in like January, February.
I think we
Valentine's
should be
Day.
Ready by then.
So I'll give you just a sampling.
Okay,
Leah.
Let's hear it.
Okay.
I'm a PS, but don't try me. I'm a PS, but don't try me.
That's one.
Okay. You're such a good example, Jeff.
And then the next one.
My milkshake brings the boys to the yard. Damn right, it's better than yours. I can teach you, but I have to try.
She's good. She's talented.
She's very talented.
And this is the last one.
My back is aching, all too tight. My boots shaking from left to right. My back is aching, I'm so low. All I know is he got me too.
I'm so proud. I could not be more proud of my daughter.
She's going to be a rapper. Like, she can do it.
I think so. I really do. And she's got she's got the moves, I think.
She's got the attitude.
And the attitude. However, she sold me down the river. She threw me under the bus. She told Daddy Gage that I taught her a song.
Yeah.
There's a bad word in it. And she said, bitch.
Is that true?
And then Daddy Gage said, but she knows it's a bad word and that she's not supposed to use it except when performing.
Oh, got it.
Otherwise,
with her stage name.
Yeah, she doesn't. She doesn't talk like that normally at school or anything like that.
Yeah, of course not. No.
What's Erica Jane's stage name again? Oh, Erica Jane.
Yeah,
that is her stage name.
What's her name?
I forgot her name.
Erica Girardi.
Oh, Girardi.
That's true.
Yeah. So we got to think of.
We need a stage.
But I think we just do Monroe. I don't think we even need a last name.
I love the one name.
Yeah.
But Daddy Gage told her.
Cher, Madonna,
Beyonce.
Yeah, one word. Yeah.
He said that when you use words like that, you sound dumber.
Wait, who says that?
Daddy Gage told her that.
Wow.
And I said, well, Daddy Jeff must be a real dumbass.
He's a petty ass bitch.
Yeah, because he uses those words all the time.
A lot.
Yeah, I guess I'm not that smart.
You don't sound that smart.
So anyway, yes, I'm reframing. I'm kind of into Target right now. Have you been to Target?
like twice in my life, and it was a really long time ago. I did go to the one in Woodland Hills with Brendan one day.
We went to Doug's Target, which is on La Brea and Sunset, and I've been twice in my life.
Oh, yeah, I know. I've been to that one.
It's a wonderful, except for the guy stealing the orange juice and the coffee. And
oh, that's
coffee.
Right. I heard about that.
It's actually a great experience. Yeah. It's a newer Target. It's nice. I go at 10:15, 10:30.
It's expensive compared to Walmart.
I've never been to Walmart. Do we have a Walmart around here?
I don't know.
In Burbank.
Where's Doug's Walmart?
I don't think Doug has a Walmart. We don't really have one.
I think Walmart's cheaper. That's why I prefer Walmart.
They just redid this Target. They just
it's
opened
so nice.
It.
Oh, no. Especially the big ones. What are they called? The supersized ones?
Superstore?
They have everything.
Supercenter? Yeah.
Well, I have to tell you, it is such a wonderful experience. We get our coffee. We figured out where the baskets are. We take the basket. We go up and down the aisles. I mean, I've bought batteries. We're buying food.
Like
we're buying Christmas
the
ornaments.
The ceilings are really
it's
high
It's so
there.
Fun.
And I love high ceilings.
I love high ceilings. It's so airy.
Too. Yeah, it makes it just more like not claustrophobic.
Yeah.
Have you gone to the machine to scan the price just to check the price to see?
I did.
No, and
we
I don't
check
do the self-checkout. I can't do that. It's too frustrating.
I can't do that either. I don't know how. I'd be afraid they'd get arresting me like, she charged something the wrong way, and then they collect me in the hospital, go out to the car. And
if there's a little camera on you, you could see a screen and you can watch yourself as you're checking out. You might like it.
I want to be doing manual labor. If I'm going to go to a store, the least they can do is wait on me and collect the money, right?
We went up and down.
I mean, I'd do it if it was my job, but I like doing that.
But you know what? You find things that you actually do need.
Yeah.
Okay? So I'm going up and down the aisles. I'm like, I need more Christmas ornaments. I buy Christmas ornaments.
We bought
you know what I need? We bought how many?
100.
I bought 100 of them.
That's the problem with going there.
Four boxes of 25, I think, right?
I think we bought six
boxes.
You
buy stuff you don't need.
I think I bought 150.
150.
You know what my feeling was? Whatever I don't use, I was going to give away.
Well, plus, if you get a 10-foot tree, it's going to soak up all of them.
Oh, you need more than 10 feet. Never get a foot. You have to get at least 14-foot tree. You don't want a 10-foot tree.
Well, how high am I? What if you have like an 8-foot ceiling?
You don't have an 8-foot ceiling.
You don't want a 10-foot tree.
You want a 14-foot
tree. I think I do have 14-foot ceilings.
I used to have a 20-foot tree in Miami when I'm there. I'm in the ballroom.
Oh, my God.
But I like a big tree. And I have. They had to put the big, the staffles up,
scaffolding?
To building. Yeah, to do it, the top part of it.
We're only 14 feet in my ballroom.
Oh, you're 14?
So
well,
I probably
want to
do a 12. Yeah, a 12.
So I have the scaffolding coming
next week. Something a foot and a half on top, the topper.
Right. Yeah. So the other thing, too, that was genius is that, you know what? I knew I ran out of ornament hooks, and they had them right there.
Oh, you have them right there.
And then I found for $15 this beautiful little ceramic green Christmas tree with lights. I put it in Monroe's room. She loves it.
Oh,
I had it on the
course.
Whole night last night.
You know, you're going to
$15.
Because everything's so cheap, you feel like you need it. Have you been to the dollar store yet?
No.
That's the best, the dollar store. Oh, my God. When you go and your basket's overflowing and they go, $27, please. Oh, my God.
Well, we did have two baskets at Target.
I love the dollar store.
And they were overflowing.
We stole the employee cart. And they were like, you can't use that. And I was like, well, I didn't find a regular cart. And I needed it.
Wait, which cart were you using?
Well,
not a regular cart, but it was like one that they used to stock things.
Oh,
I needed a bigger cart, so I took the employee cart. And then that was a no-no, I guess, at Target.
You can hit the dollar store and Target because the dollar store is one block over and Target's one block over.
And then the 99-cent store, too. I just love that one, too. But the best one's the dollar store.
I got to take you to Target after this.
Okay, let's go.
We need more batteries, actually, because I need more batteries for the
I know right where they are.
Aisle 7. People are going to be coming up to you saying, do you work here, sir? You know, you seem to know where everything is.
And they're very helpful. I said,
they
where's
are.
The Disney Magic Castle? Yeah. He's like, 22A.
Oh, really?
I mean, they're so helpful. Okay, they know, and it's not like Home Depot. They actually know where the fuck they're going.
Yeah, Home Depot's, that's
another one. It's a wonderful experience. I actually want to go back today.
Are you getting a commission off of Target sales?
No, but I also, I do, here's the thing, though. I have a system. So I park on La Brea right by the staircase.
Yep, I know
where
we're talking
about. I park
about.
Right there. Yep. I go right up the stairs. Yep. And I did find a used condom, however, on the stairs.
Oh, how disgusting.
And I had to take a picture of it. Because I thought, finally,
did.
Doug lost his virginity. But I don't know.
So, isn't there some other store right around there too? In that Target, isn't like
a Best
Center?
Buy?
Yeah,
a big Best Buy.
That I've been to that one. I've been there twice. Yeah,
the Best Buy.
No, to the Target there.
Oh, so you've been to Target?
I told you I've been to Target.
You said twice in your life. Those are the two times.
Here, the one here. I'm talking in L.A. I've been to the one near my house probably another two times in Miami. I don't like Target. I think they're overpriced.
But they have Starbucks inside Target.
It's so
That's
great,
true.
And you don't have to pay. All you have to do is you could just walk away.
Oh, you mean like with the orange juice and the
yeah?
That. If I
don't
did
need to
that,
pay.
I'd probably get arrested.
Speaking of which, I do need. I want to hit theory before we go to New York. So I feel like first I thought I need to get there before Friday, the black you know, Black Friday sale because there'll be no inventory.
There won't be.
But now I want to beat the looters. So for me, like, I want to get there today before Theory on Melrose gets looted.
What do they have at Theory? Have I been there?
Well, they fit me. Theory, what's nice about Theory is it fits me well. It fits my my moves and my wagon. So
your what? What does it fit your what?
I have a larger wagon, like booty. So
a butt? The hell is this lingo?
It's called
again?
A wagon because it's so large you have to pull it behind you.
I thought you were thinking of getting a cover for something for your house, like
no, I want to cover my wagon.
Oh my god, I was thinking like one of those roller carts at your house that you cart things around when you do construction and stuff, like a cover for that.
Well, that's what he's doing. He's just doing it with his butt.
Okay.
Oh, and by the way, speaking of butt, I want to thank the person that said that my breath probably smells like a can of Bounce That Ass.
Well, where'd that come from?
I don't know.
What is it with this language anymore? Can't people just be normal?
What does that mean to you?
I don't know.
Okay, so my breath smells like a can of Bounce That Ass.
Bounce That Ass. I don't know. Someone bounced
it sounds like a gay reference of some kind.
Of course. Oh. They have their whole dictionary going over there in the gay world.
God, those gays.
I mean, they're out of control with that. Those words over there.
I think they're implying your mouth smells like ass.
Oh, is that what they're saying?
Yes.
That's disgusting.
Leave it to Jameson to know all that gay lingo. He'll be writing a song about it next.
That Monroe will sing, perform. That could be her.
We're working on the contract.
That could be her single.
The breakout.
Bounce That Ass.
Can Bounce That Ass.
Album title, everything.
Yeah.
So you're wearing, I noticed all your jewelry today.
Yeah, I hardly wear any jewelry anymore.
I'm sorry to hear that you flew commercial on Friday.
I know, it was really rough.
Trash.
So now what happens, now what kind of jewelry do you wear on a commercial flight versus a private flight? Does that affect your outfits?
Well, it affects what I would bring because I can only bring what I would fit in my purse because they never let my jewelry get, you know, separated from me like in an overhead container or something.
Right.
Whereas on a private, I might have it in an overhead, you know, I'd have it maybe in a carry-on.
So what would you bring if you're flying private? So the next time when you come in for Christmas,
for the summer,
you'll be bringing the G5.
No, I wouldn't do that. No, I would only do that in the summer with dogs.
Okay.
Yeah, with the four dogs.
So
Brenda
what?
And the
so
whole
you
thing.
Would have different jewelry on today then?
Yeah, but I've locked up most of my jewelry now because of all the thugs out there.
Oh, the criminal mobs.
Yeah, so I only kind of I only kind of carry what I can wear.
Yes.
And that's it.
Since, by the way, if you at all are interested, if you want to start your Christmas shopping, please grab a flight to California because apparently it's free. Just take what you want.
Oh, yeah. Just
take
have a sledgehammer.
Bring a sledgehammer.
They're probably out of sledgehammers over there at Target.
And there are no consequences.
Yeah.
They do not enforce the law. If you actually are one of the few unlucky people that actually get arrested, you'll be, you probably can get out like an hour later.
Yeah, and if you're a vigilante, you don't. That's it. You're done.
Yeah,
you get a hero badge.
So what I would suggest is you know, with this Target, for example.
Yeah.
Just take your stolen car, put it right by the staircase. Yeah. Take the right staircase to the left one. There's a condom there. Yeah.
Take some big tote bags with you.
Yep.
Fill them up and run out.
Someone was saying that if they bring, you were telling me you worked at Sunglass Hut.
Yeah, if you have a tote bag or a grocery bag.
Oh, they check it.
They're gonna I know that you're gonna steal from my store if you walk in with a bag.
Oh, really?
How many times would you say people stole from Sunglass Hut?
Oh, every week there was something at least.
Yeah, those are easy to those would be easy
it was
to
real
steal.
Easy.
See, like at Dan Deutsch,
because I love
which
a pair
is my
of
Gucci favorite
sunglasses.
Eyeglass.
Is there a Sunglass Hut over by Target?
Yeah, go to Dan Deutsch. Jeff. They have the best selections.
Do you
but
have
they
a grocery
lock
bag?
Everything up over there. Everything's under the counter and locked up.
No
they
problem.
Pull them
I'll
out
just break
you.
It with a hammer. I'll walk right out. The security guards won't do anything.
Yeah, that's my favorite because it's all there and you know it's clean. It's not out where everyone's trying it on.
Right.
And then they pull it out for you. I like that kind of service.
If luxurious. I were to join a criminal mob and loot this weekend, do you have a particular, because I know the malls I'd want to go to. Jameson, do you have a particular mall you'd want to go to?
I'm thinking that Century City Mall is so beautiful.
That is top of my list. I love Century City.
You can't get out of there in a hurry. There's
no way. You can't get out in a hurry.
You don't need to. You could just walk. Take your time.
All right, take your time.
They don't do anything. It's fine.
It's a beautiful mall.
And then you got Rodeo Drive. What's wrong with that? Just like,
you know why?
It's really
nice. It's very competitive right now in Rodeo.
Oh, it is? To stealing?
If you feel like driving, we could go to Fashion Island Newport Beach. That is a beautiful mall.
Who in the hell's going to go all the way to Newport Beach to steal something?
I would.
I wouldn't. I'd just call and order it on Amazon.
But then it's like an O.J. Bronco chase back up to L.A. You know
they won't
I mean?
Chase you. They won't chase you.
No, they don't care. They're busy. They're busy. They have coffee and donuts. They're busy.
I just personally don't think there's enough police officers on the streets.
I
You know, we need more and more these days. Honestly, what happened? I think people got cooped up under the COVID thing for so long, and now it's like we're letting all the animals out of the cages. Meaning all of us. You know what I mean? Like, we're just all like, oh my God, can't get enough of anything anymore.
Now, by the way, if you're one of the few people that actually pay for your Christmas gifts,
yes,
right? You are having a Black Friday sale at LeahBlackBeauty.com.
Yeah. And you're the first to know because today's Wednesday. It'll all be gone by tonight.
So you don't have a storefront, do you?
I do, but it's a showroom in Miami.
Oh, so you better hurry.
We have big security there.
Better hurry.
Yeah, you better hurry and buy it now.
So you're doing a three-product bundle.
Yep.
$99, which includes shipping. You are offering the Moisturizing Skin Renewal Exfoliant, the Anti-Aging Face Serum, which is 250 milligrams of CBD.
Yep.
The Daily Face Moisturizer with 150 milligrams of CBD. It's a $234 value. You're offering it for 57% off. You can save $135. Go to LeahBlackBeauty.com, and that includes shipping, right?
Yeah, slash Jeff, because I wanted to make sure your customers got the first, you know, people $750. That listen to you get the, well, that's all we have.
Unless someone hits the storefront tonight.
Yeah, and then they'll all be gone. Yeah.
So you might want to order right now at LeahBlackBeauty.com before the criminal mobs hit the storefront. $99 including shipping.
It may just be Leah Black.
Slash Jeff, yes.
Yeah, okay. But it may just be Leah Black. .com. Yeah. No H on the Leah. But the thing is, for $99, I mean, that's a 3 or 4 month supply with all that CBD and everything. We don't do that. That's just really for the holiday.
All right. So shifting gears. Roy Jr. Is this, he's a sophomore, right?
You know, I'm not sure because of COVID how those credits all worked. And if you missed a couple of classes, he would be.
So he might be a freshman still.
No, he might even actually. I think he might even be a junior because he took some extra stuff over the summer.
He's on the Shane 3-year
plan. You know, he's like taking 5 classes plus another one from UCLA right now.
But he wasn't on campus until this last semester.
He wasn't on campus. Exactly. Until whenever school started at the end of August. And then, you know, they sent out a letter to all the parents. You have to be vaccinated.
Yeah.
So we're relieved. We're like all relieved. And Roy's a professor there one semester a year for his whole life. So everyone's vaccinated. We're so relieved. Damn governor sends out a letter. Oh, no, we're not requiring the vaccinations. You can't require the vaccinations. So then we get there. Now I'm nervous about it because, you know, he goes to the gym every day.
Yeah.
And he's going to have a roommate. Well, the roommate wasn't vaccinated. But the roommate only lasted 5 days and he moved out. He said he didn't like the school.
Now, have you talked to, because you were going to talk to Roy Jr. about safe sex?
Oh, we talk about stuff like that.
STDs,
all the time.
Condoms, all of that.
It's just normal conversation around us.
Like, is there any way that you could talk to Shane?
Oh, my God.
Someone needs to talk to Shane about it.
Really?
No. Yes.
Why? Because he's coming off that relationship?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my God. He's
T for D.
Plenty of experience. Oh, my God. Just stop with that. I can't with all of that. What is that about? Why is that such acceptable behavior?
It's not.
And conversation
It's not. That's
today?
Why I told you to talk to Shane.
Oh, my
you
God.
Know, I am telling you, like, my grandmother would have washed my mouth out with soap if I said something like that.
I mean, he smells like a can of Bounce That Ass.
Oh, my God.
All right, we're going to take a break.
Emmy award-winning John Mulaney presents Everybody's in L.A., a special run of 6 live episodes created by and starring Mulaney that'll stream live on Netflix during the Netflix is a Joke Fest. The comically unconventional show will feature special guests where John Mulaney explores the city of Los Angeles during a week when every funny person is in it. Watch John Mulaney Presents Everybody's in L.A., debuting May 3rd live at 7 p.m. Pacific Time, only on Netflix.
With my busy life, I use Shipt same-day delivery to keep up. When I need a jar of extra creamy peanut butter delivered, I know my personal shopper Amber will come through. And if it's not on the shelf, she asks them to check the back. Shipt, delight in every delivery. Learn more at Shipt.com.
Life is a highway, and on it there will be many chicken sandwiches. But there's only one McCrispy, so go ahead and hit the turn signal if you know about this juicy gem of a detour.
Walmart Plus members save on meeting up with friends. Save on having them over for dinner with free delivery with no hidden fees or markups. That's groceries plus napkins plus that vegetable chopper to make things a bit easier. Plus, members save on gas to go meet them in their neck of the woods. Plus, when you're ready for the ultimate sign of friendship, start a show together with your included Paramount Plus subscription. Walmart Plus members save on this plus so much more. Start a 30-day free trial at walmartplus.com. Paramount Plus, essential plan only. Separate registration required. See Walmart Plus terms and conditions.
We are back with Leah Black and Shane Douglas. Monday, Andrew and Doug will be here, correct? Mm-hmm. But then a week from Monday, we're going to be in New York, December 5th. We're doing shows the 6th through the 10th. We have it's a BravoCon. It's a Jeff Lewis Live BravoCon. We have Dorinda Medley, Jill Zarin, Andy Cohen, Margaret Josephs, and then Tabitha Coffey.
Five days in New York.
Yep.
Wow.
I'm taking...
Good for you.
We just call her Monroe. We're taking Monroe.
Oh, yeah, of course.
She will not be performing.
Oh, okay.
She has canceled her performances.
Yeah. With the Rockettes.
Well, should I take her to the Rockettes? Because I'm taking her to Aladdin.
Has she been to the Rockettes?
She has not. I have.
And she would like it.
She's
cute.
You think, should we book that too? Because we got Aladdin, Lion King, and then I went to the Rockettes a couple years back, and there was a woman without a hand.
Yeah.
She would love it.
All
that grabbed my
attention
the entire time.
All the little girls like the Rockettes. They're really cute. And I've heard...
She loves an amputee, too.
Yeah.
Well, that's nice.
She loves...
She does.
Well, that's nice. I mean, she's compassionate and empathetic. I wonder where she got that from.
She's not from me, but she's very, very inclusive.
Probably from her Aunt Leah.
I was very proud when we went to Target on Sunday, because I go every other day now.
Yeah.
When we went to Target on Sunday, she wanted the black obstetrician doll, Barbie.
Well, that was sweet.
I was so proud of her.
Me
so
too.
So proud.
Did you give her a little Van Cleef necklace I gave you?
I did give that to
did
her.
She like it?
She loves it.
That's
Thank
pretty.
You, Aunt Leah.
Yeah.
Now she asks you, by the way, she's like, when's Aunt Leah coming back?
Of course she does. There's two gifts in the car for her right now.
Oh, it's on level 4.
Oh, my gosh.
So if you're all around, just smash my window.
Go to Target and get that thing, that hammer.
It's the blue Hyundai on level 4. God, I wish. That would be great.
I love that cute little Christmas bow you have the back of your Hyundai.
Thank you. It's faded from the sun.
I know. Thank you, Leah. Thank you so much. The car was a gift from my parents, and when they gave it to me, they put a bow on it.
Oh, that was nice.
And that's the same bow?
It's the same bow.
Oh, that's very sweet.
Yeah.
You know, but you should put some sunscreen on that bow.
Maybe some Leah Black sunscreen.
CBD.
Shane, did your mom... Shane just told me his mom was asking about something.
Yeah, she was like, is the oil in the bundle? Because that's what I really want. Oh.
She's listening live, and she doesn't mention anything else about Shane,
oil.
But she's like, can I get a discount on the oil?
By the way, it's leahblack.com/Jeff. I don't know how you got all that other stuff in there. I think that oil, maybe there is a sale on the oil. There's lots of sales this weekend. Just
so
website.
It's leahblack.com/Jeff for the $99 bundle.
Where you're never going to get a $99 bundle again.
No.
Yeah.
But unfortunately, you do have to pay for this.
Yeah.
You have to pay
for
these products.
But the shipping is free, and a second day, you get it in 2 days.
Right, wow, but I mean, you could just go to a Nordstrom.
Oh, I see. Yeah, well, they could go to our showroom in Miami. They'd have to get past security, but you know, we're right on the water there. They could come up on a boat, on a yacht.
Why don't we help
them?
And then
they could just
break. Where are the exits, exactly?
Yeah, and they could do that. And then can you believe the theft going on?
No.
You know, the whole moral compass of the world the bar has just gotten so low. Mm-hmm. I remember when you never would lie, you never cheat, you never steal. And now it's like a common occurrence. People just lie all the time. Like there's nothing to it. Like just lie. I don't like that.
Okay, and then also, I want to clarify, yesterday when I was with Dr. Donna...
If you lied, confess right now.
I didn't lie, but what happened is that I wanted to talk to her about a friend of mine.
Yeah.
And so I had to use fake names. So
oh, God.
I had to use...
That's
Jennifer and
Michael.
And Michael.
Oh, okay.
So when I was explaining to Dr. Donna, and then a lot of you were like, who's Jennifer?
Mm-hmm.
Who's Michael? Is it Shane and Andrew? And then I find myself defending. I'm like, no, it's not them. So I wanted to clarify.
See, one little fib.
I'm not going to say who Mike is.
Okay.
But Jennifer is you.
Oh, as in J-Lo? Oh, thank you so much.
But the reason I say that is because you are a very fun, upbeat, positive person.
Yes.
But I have found.
Yes.
When you are around our mutual friend, Mike.
Yeah.
You will come back negative, and that's not you.
You think Michael is an energy vampire is what you're saying.
Yes.
Okay. Well, maybe I get.
And it takes one to know one. So yeah. I know an energy vampire when I see one.
You know, it's funny because I do kind of take on the mood of people around me a little bit to some degree. That's why when I'm with you, I'm just such a bitch. And
we all are. It happens.
I used to be sweet.
It's contagious. And you know, Shane used to be like apple pie and, you know, now he's got a sledgehammer in his back pocket. So that's a nice observation. At least you're aware of what's going on around you. That's an eye opener for me right there.
Jill Zarin just said hello to you.
Oh, hi, Jill. How are you? I bought Jill's rug once, and it's really fabulous.
I have the Jill Zarin rug in Monroe's room.
I have it outside, and it's very pretty.
I have one in my house.
Yeah. You do? You have a Jill Zarin rug, too?
A giant 8x10.
Wow.
Brendan bought one, and he said, oh, you need to get one of these, because apparently the dogs can pee on them, and you can wipe it up. I'm like, my dogs don't pee on the carpet. Anyway, you can add that to your advertising if you need it.
No, Leah, I did want to ask you.
What?
You've said on several occasions that you've been known to turn a gay man straight.
Yes.
Were you referring to Roy Black? What exactly are you referring to? Was Roy gay?
Oh, not that I know of. I don't think so.
Because he seems very straight to me.
He's pretty straight.
Like ultra straight.
I do have a lot of really fabulous gay friends. Even my son said one day, Mom, do you have any straight friends? I'm like, I think so. Let me think about it a minute. I like gays. I love their energy. I love their creativity. I like the way they decorate. I like the squabbling amongst them when they get on.
I love the way they cut hair.
Yeah, but you know when they get on
and
that,
my
that
color
little,
is so perfect.
That little bitchy kind of thing they do when they get all wound up and their panties all getting a knot. You know what I'm talking about. Mm-hmm. I think it's so fabulous to watch, just to sit and watch the squabble. I just love it. I think it's energizing.
Well, another thing that the gays really like are the Real Housewives of Orange County. And as you know, last Wednesday, we had a very big show. It was the Vicki Gunvalson, Jeff Lewis reunion show.
Did you make peace?
We did make peace.
Well, good for
you. And we've texted since
then.
Thank you. And I gave her a good psychic, and I gave her a good therapist, Dr. Donna. And
come everybody that goes around Jeff needs a therapist when they leave? Anyone notice that? I tried to get her on your show back when you
She wasn't ready. She told me she wasn't ready.
You remember, I did reach out. As an olive, I did.
Everybody did.
Yeah. And she wasn't ready. Well, it takes a long time to recover from the abuse from you, Jeff. It's exhausting.
It took her a long time. But I did want to mention, so Tamara and Vicky were coming up, and I was worried that the drive from Orange County would be 3 hours.
Oh,
so
God.
I had offered a hotel room.
Night. Nice.
So I booked a room. Just two double beds at the Pendry, really nice. You know,
that nice new
hotel
there
on
down
Sunset.
The street, yeah.
So, I didn't expect this.
You
but
got the bill.
I got
and
the
they
bill.
Ordered champagne and caviar.
Let me just tell you what Vicky and Tamara ordered.
Oh, good. Let's hear it. Lobster.
Cashews, $10. Wine, $36. Trail mix, $10. Cheese crisps, $43.
Well, we know that Vicky ate that.
I mean, how many cheese crisps do you get for $43? Casa Amigos Reposado, $78.
Oh, that one was for Tamara.
M&M's, $10.
Who eats all that?
In-room dining, $95. Oh. Total of $292.74.
Wow.
Now, I think it's funny.
I do, too.
But she warned me. She's like, oh, we got a few things from the mini bar. I'm like, well, how much did you spend? I'm like, you didn't spend over $1,000, did you? And she's like, no. But I didn't expect M&M's, Casamigos, cheese crisps, trail mix, wine, cashews. I mean, they really enjoyed themselves.
They did.
It's like a slumber party. They gotta get all the
goodies. You know, I'm surprised, because if I would have been there, I would have ordered Dom Perignon and caviar just to show you that I'm worth it.
I mean, they really enjoyed themselves.
Lowered their standards, M&M and cheese crisps. I mean, just to probably keep you from bitching at them.
What they should have done is gone to that Marwa upstairs.
Oh, my God. I love that place.
That's a great restaurant. Have you been to it?
No.
It's a really good restaurant.
It's at the hotel?
Pendry upstairs.
Yeah, we went up there. We were there on Monday with the real Dr. Donna D.
Donna D.
And, we had a little bit of Santa Ana wind. The views were stunning.
From
your house.
From my house,
stunning.
I like the top of the London. Remember, we've been there a few times. Have you been there with me at the top of the London outside? It's a gorgeous view.
Maybe you went there with Michael.
Oh, maybe. I probably went there with my real friends, not my guys that pretend to be nice to me once in a while like you.
Okay. You're so funny. I'm
so
a very
cute.
Consistently nice person
you really
to you.
Are. You have been very good to me.
But I should say, like,
we have had a few quabbles.
A few quibbles.
But
I should say.
Because I'm right on principle.
I don't want to spend a lot of time on this.
Yes.
But I'm not always the nicest, easiest person to deal with. But I do want to say that I'm very thankful for the people that work on this show, for the people that co-host this show, like you, Alyssa. I'm not looking at you, but like you, Alyssa, like you, Jameson, like you, Shane.
Yeah.
I understand I'm not always so easy to deal with. But I'm grateful.
Well, and they know it because you're actually very good and you have a really big heart and you're extremely generous. And I've always said that about you. And I think the issue with you is you're somewhat misunderstood until people get to know you. And then once they get to know you, they love you for being misunderstood, flipping out and being crazy.
I'm, you know, I tend to be emotional. Sometimes I should probably take a beat before I speak, and I don't.
Yeah, but then you would be boring. We like that.
And then I feel, and then I beat myself up with guilt.
Yeah,
like,
and then you overcompensate,
Jameson.
What did he do?
I really still feel bad about it.
What did he do to you, Jameson?
You don't even want to know. We don't want to bring it up.
Well, then I think you have to overcompensate.
I am. I've told him I'm going to buy him a new. I didn't gay. I verbally gay bashed. Verbally.
Oh, we can't have that.
But I told him I'd buy him a new Hyundai. Because you saw how old that Hyundai is.
But it's cute. I liked it. It looked comfy. It did.
It
looked like it had good energy.
It looked loved.
It looks loved. It looks loved.
It does.
It looks like you're kind of loving. You know, I have a car that he complains about because it's like 15 or 20 years old. He gets mad if he sees me driving it. But I like the car. I like the energy of the car. I know where everything is. Nothing's electric. It's all manual. It's easy to use.
It's just not very sexy is all I have to say.
Oh my God. Since when do I need to be sexy? Who am I going to be sexy for?
If you're going to continue to turn gay men straight,
then I'm going to have to get more sexy.
You need to get rid of that 15-year-old Mercedes minivan.
Yes, right. I can pick up six guys in that one. It seats a lot.
Seats
more
six gays
than
the
other.
In the back.
Six gays. Oh my God, Leah Black.
Oh, we do have fun, don't we?
Okay, so what? I do want to do a little bit of news, Shanae. And I think it's something that I wanted to ask Leah. So cold weather?
Yeah, so there's a syndrome that they're talking about called winter vagina. And cold weather, there's no,
God.
It can just dry you up down there.
Buy the LeahBlack.com, go get the oil and go get the renewal cream.
Can you put... Honestly, can you put the oil on your winter vagina?
Yes, you can, and you could put all
what
the
What about
CBD,
a winter willy?
All the CBD. Oh, my God. Now you're going to get into that whole sex thing again.
I am not. No, it's just us. Can you can put that oil anywhere?
Well, it's a CBD oil. It actually has a lot of great properties to it. Yes, I guess you could.
Okay, so
inclined, but do it yourself. Don't go ask somebody to do it for you.
But that's not... Well, that takes the fun out of it. Now, what about... But the winter bundle that does not, your Black Friday bundle does not include the oil.
It does have the moisturizer, though.
It's the moisturizing
and
skin
the serum,
renewal. Well,
the serum.
Exfoliate.
Definitely don't use the exfoliant there.
But the moisturizer, 150 milligrams. Yeah. Can you use that on your winter vagina?
You really could. I guess you could if you were inclined. Sure.
Okay. Well, that's good news. Just go to LeahBlack.com.
/Jeff.
For $99, I mean, what else do you want? A partridge in a pear tree?
Okay, so we were also talking, you and I were talking about, we were reading yesterday with Eddie, what is his, Redmayne?
Yeah. Oh, I like Eddie him. Redmayne. He's a great actor.
Well, he's apologizing.
For what?
He was in The Danish Girl in 2015.
Yeah.
And it's the story about a trans woman, and he's obviously a cis man, and he says that he kind of regrets taking that role. He wouldn't have done it if he was offered it today.
Wait,
it was a good film, but it was a mistake.
What's a cis man?
So he was born a man, and he identifies as
a
man.
Who, Eddie?
Yes.
The real guy in real life?
She's confused. I think she's confused.
Wait, I'm confused.
Yeah.
That actor was born a man.
Yes.
But he's still a man.
Yeah. No.
Yes.
So cis, I don't get it.
That's what cis means. Cis means you identify as you were born.
Well, why wouldn't you? I do not understand this. What are you talking about?
Transgender people are not.
So I'm a cis woman?
Yes.
Yes. Yes.
You know, because you're not trans.
You're not trans. If you were trans, you wouldn't be cis. It's
I'd
the opposite.
Why can't you just be a woman?
She is.
Well, you know, it's just too much.
It's giving
for
visibility
me.
To people.
Everyone is created equal, and everyone should have the equal rights. And they can call themselves whatever they want, but they really don't need to complicate it this much.
I know. It's hard
to say. A cis man? I never heard of a cis man.
CIS, that just means you identify as you were born.
Okay, but we're getting off subject.
That's it.
He did a movie, and it was a very critically acclaimed movie. He was actually nominated for an Oscar.
I'm not surprised.
Where he played, was it a trans woman?
Correct, a trans woman.
And by the way, he was fantastic in it. Yeah. And it was 2015, so it was almost 7 years ago.
Yeah.
But he's now saying, which I get it. I get what he's saying. Like,
what's he saying?
Today, it probably would be more controversial for him to accept that role.
Why?
Okay. Because there's a lot of activist groups out there
that think
saying
they should put a real trans
yes, right. yes.
to give them the acting opportunity.
Yes.
There are fewer roles for a trans person.
This is where I kind of disagree with being politically correct. I think the job goes to the person the most qualified and the most talented
actor.
To do it, regardless of
I agree with you.
Color,
it's acting.
Sex, gender, all of it. You know, I don't like that. Well, I have to have you because I have to be politically correct. I have to have you because you have the most talent for the job.
But can't you understand that if, say, there were people in brought in to audition,
yeah.
that maybe most likely
yeah.
a cisgendered man would most likely have more of an ability to be in that room, whereas trans people may not even have the opportunity to be in that
yeah,
room
I understand
to
that.
Audition.
If they were both equally talented, then I would go with the authentic one. But if one had more talent than the other, I'd go with the talent.
Fair,
I agree with you.
About giving...
Or, we talked about this before, Jameson, you know, if I'm a producer or I have a production company or I'm the network, I may want a name. I may want a
That's
name.
That's true, too.
On but the it's other... about giving the...
And then
just...
how did...
Getting the
okay,
ability to audition.
If you feel that it, you feel you want to do you want to get, you feel you want to give a job to that, write in a role for them and do that.
They did,
but
this is a trans role, so that's the whole
no,
point.
No, so
is
write
it
in another part.
I agree.
In the movie, don't yeah. diminish the greatest actor in the world. For example,
he's got trans friends
because yeah, have
trans
some
trans
friends
in the movie,
the movie
and bring in some real
and
trans.
Bring in some trans, yeah. But,
all right, problem solved.
Problem
but,
solved.
But
why
I,
are we directing these big movies? I'm going to be running
because it'll be all cisgender. People.
But when a big Hollywood actor says, hey.
We've already solved the problem, Jameson. We're moving
no,
on.
No, I get Jameson's point. I just think you get rewarded for your talent and your skill set, not because of your color, your gender, or anything else. That's just old-fashioned me.
But this is what I would not apologize and say that I regret taking the role. What
yeah.
I would say is, this was 7 years ago.
Right.
It was a different time. The climate is different today. At that time, he did a fucking great job. And by the way, he was nominated for an Oscar, which probably increased his quote. It
yeah.
probably get him a yeah. lot of opportunities.
And a big
I would not apologize.
And by the way, the big name is what brought the audience to the show.
Exactly.
So, yeah. so I wouldn't apologize.
Yeah, because he was already an Oscar
exactly.
winner.
Exactly. I wouldn't apologize. I'd say, listen, you come in an audition, and if you're better than me, I will send you a ball of champagne and congratulate you on the role.
I would say, fuck off.
That's
I was
it.
The best person for the role at the time. And I got nominated for an Oscar.
And I, by the way,
I wouldn't be apologizing.
Yeah, I don't think so.
But
either.
I understand.
He's
today,
being sensitive.
He was offered the same role. Today.
Yeah.
Maybe he wouldn't take that role.
Maybe.
Right?
But I think it'd
this
be a
This was
mistake.
7 years ago. Why are we apologizing for yeah. what he did 7 years ago?
Why are we apologizing all the time for everything anyway?
I don't
it's
know.
Like all the time, every
Because we're
day.
Just trying to be better.
We're trying to be better people.
Can I say one more thing
yes.
about it? Eddie might have been the best actor in the room,
right.
but by him saying, hey, we should be more inclusive of people,
yeah.
that sends a message to other people saying, let's not just have
Fine,
Eddie
Fine, we'll audition the trans.
Let everybody
Thank
in the
you.
Room.
Thank you. Let everyone
Fine.
In the room.
Let them all audition.
We're not saying, Leah and I are not
let
saying,
them all in the room.
Just only let the cis men in
yeah.
because
right.
we don't want any trans on our
yeah,
movies.
I agree.
I mean, we're not
right.
saying that.
No, you're
let
not.
Them
but
all
by,
in.
Him claim, by him saying that, it sends a message saying, let's be more inclusive in the audition process.
Well, that just go nice. Back to winter vagina, please.
Go get that oil and
Symptoms
put it in there.
Are discomfort during sex, increased UTIs.
That's what I have right now with
what
this conversation.
What is that?
Winter vagina.
It does. Oh, it does what? Say that again.
You can
that.
Have discomfort during sex. You
yeah.
can have a lot of more UTIs.
Well, I've, honest, I've never heard of it, but there's so much
I think
much
it's because you're dry, right, from the winter weather.
There's so much new stuff coming
yeah,
out, like winter vagina.
Just too much. Just start drink
right.
a lot of water. Get yourself
Drink a lot
like,
of water.
Hydrated.
Get yourself some Leah Black Beauty products. So, again, you can use the Renewal Moisture Cream on your vagina and your testicles and your anus. I'm
what
asking.
About the taint?
I'm asking.
Of course you can.
I have a dry taint.
Oh my God, that word alone.
Your mom is listening
Shout
live,
out
Shane.
Shout out, Mom. I was joking.
That's why she wants the oil. That's why she's trying to get
Oh, it's a Christmas.
Oil.
It's a stocking stuffer for Shane.
Exactly. I think it's on sale, too.
Let's clarify not to put any Leah Black products in the vagina, just on.
Oh.
Thank you.
Around.
Oh, good
Let's be
point.
Careful.
Honestly, that is so sweet of your mom to
yes.
do that for you.
She knows I love it.
Oh my gosh.
The oil. I love the oil.
Oh Lord.
Oh my God.
I know. It's too much anymore in the world. We need the static and the noise everywhere in every direction.
She's talking to me.
So we were talking about
the Nordstrom
burglary
yeah.
at the Grove, which I think it was 20 people.
Yeah.
Was it 20 people? Mm-hmm. And then they broke the windows. It was like 10:40 p.m. on Monday. They
The 20 people went in at the same time.
They're organized mobs.
I see. Yeah.
A smash and grab.
Yeah.
They learned it from January 6th.
There's, well, then they also hit them up north.
That was the one in San Francisco. Roy thought it was the San Francisco one. I did not know it was the one here. You know, it makes you nervous not to want to go in anywhere where you, like, I always look for the exits. I always notice if anyone's following me. I'm always paying attention. You should. Especially like
unless I'm in West Hollywood.
In your street. Yeah, you're hoping they're following you. You know, trolling. You know what? Is there a bumper sticker? You could get one of those bumper stickers for that song that you sang at that thing he did.
Troll,
you know?
T for D?
Yeah, but trolling for, and you can
we should go out on T for D today.
On there. Oh my God. He was really funny. I mean, somebody sent me the clip. I watched it and then I had to watch it again. I'm like, is that him? Are those people on Jeff's show in the background? And then I got it. You were doing stand up at his gig. It was hilarious.
Oh, he did a live performance.
It was fabulous.
He was so good.
He could be a comedian. Don't.
It's honestly, it's what's made him famous. Mm-hmm. Of all the things to make you famous.
Yeah. Alyssa's going to be a pop star and they're going to write jingles and he's going to do stand up comedy. And then what?
Now, also, Leah, I want to know how you feel about this.
Okay.
The Colorado State Board drops the term sex offender, calling it a negative label.
What's wrong with people? If you're a sex offender, you're a sex offender. Well, like, if you're a sex offender, you are. It is negative.
It was a 10-6 vote. They've decided to say now, instead of sex offender, adults who commit sexual offenses.
Well, okay,
which
fine.
Is the same
say
fucking
that.
Thing.
Say that. If it makes you feel better, add some words. Aren't you intellect? You boy, these intellects, these boards making these decisions.
Well,
what would we do without them?
I know. Let's just focus on, I'm worried about the sex offenders' feelings, not the victims. I'm worried about.
Exactly.
Yeah. And I want to reduce their accountability. So
I think they should put a tattoo on their forehead and then castrate them. But anyway.
You know what?
I'm
you
not
and I have
sensitive.
A very similar approach. I think if you are a repeat sex offender, I have recommended chemical castration.
I'm saying, of course, get rid of the drive.
I'm not barbaric. I'm not saying
the
cut
drive.
Their balls off.
Get rid of the drive. Get rid of the sex drive, and that's it.
I didn't think about a
and
tattoo.
And then you can join, and then you
on
can
the
join in the general society without being a threat. Otherwise, you got to be locked up. Well, you get a choice. You can be locked up, or you can have all of your whatever urges suppressed.
Honestly, I have been so horny since taking that testosterone.
Oh,
I could
God!
Use a chemical castration.
Are you taking testosterone?
That's the problem.
Why are you taking testosterone?
Because I was pretty much like a cis woman.
Go back to being.
You had dry vagina.
I had winter vagina.
Yeah, but why? You don't need that. You know what you
needed? I had very low testosterone.
Okay, let me tell you. You just need a guy that turns you on, and then that'll be the end of it. You don't need that.
What, everybody does.
If you're dating, somebody good. And you're saying, oh, I have to take testosterone because you don't turn me on, well, that's an insult.
No,
it was a lack of energy. It was not sleeping well. It was. It, there's
so,
a lot
are you
of
taking
reasons.
It now?
I take it. Everybody knows that. I've talked about it on the radio.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay.
I mean, I could try Leah Black eye cream. Maybe do that instead.
I heard that increases sexual desire.
We have to rename
it.
It's a testosterone cream. You rub it on your
eye cream. Eye cream. It's eye cream. That's what that eye cream is that you guys are using it for.
That's what the gays do with it.
All right, let's take calls and then we can end the show and go to Target.
Oh my God. Call in.
We're going to be doing an appearance today. Leah Black, Shane Douglas, myself will be at the Target La Brea in Santa Monica at about 10:20.
Yeah, Jameson's going to be doing stand up. Alyssa's going to be singing background.
And we need to make a list at the break. I need disposable razors and I need batteries.
Okay. What kind of batteries?
The C batteries from Monroe's Christmas tree, because we're keeping it on all the time. And I need the batteries. We should probably talk about the break.
You could order that all online and have it to you in 2 days.
I just love Target. We're going to go to Target. Just go with it. Go with it. What else are you doing today?
Oh, nothing. I'll go. I can't wait to get there.
All right. We're taking calls. Also, if you are suffering from winter vagina, check out leahblack.com. The Black Friday special. It's $99, which includes shipping. It's the moisturizing skin renewal exfoliant, the anti-aging face serum with 250 milligrams. Of CBD, the daily face moisturizer with 150 milligrams of CBD, all for $99. LeahBlack.com.
LEA/Jeff.
Includes freight.
All right, Lori in Salt Lake City. Good morning.
Lori.
Jeff.
Yes, Lori.
Yesterday, I was trying so hard to not scream through the phone listening to you talk about Gage. Just remember one thing. You have to love your child more than you hate your ex.
Mm. You do.
I do. Absolutely. And I always, and I honestly always put her first. And when I feel like that doesn't happen at other homes, I get very upset. So, but
the one thing that I did notice is it seems like these things kind of happen when she gets sick. It's the same thing. Just, I don't want you to think that you're singled out because, you know, it's you and Gage, but when a husband and wife both work and they have a child and the child gets sick, somebody has to drop stuff and you know, take one for the team and stay home with the kid. So
yes. I offered that, but it wasn't, I didn't have that option, Lori, but I don't want to get into it because I reframed, but thank you. I appreciate your comment. Love you, Lori. Happy Thanksgiving. Nikki in Connecticut. Good morning. I have 2 minutes.
Great.
3 minutes.
Hi, good morning. Hi, can you hear me?
Yes.
Good morning. Good afternoon. Well, it's the afternoon here. One thing I just want to say, I hate my fucking ex, and exes suck, but I love my child so much.
Yeah.
So, you know, I feel you. It's hard, and it's never going to be easy, and my mother says they never go away. So there you go. But, Leah, I have a question for you. Do you have any skin products that are good for the 11 on your forehead?
The 11, you meaning the, yes, the facial mask where you talk about the little lines. Yeah, put the facial mask on and you leave it on 10, 15 minutes till it dries. And then gently take it off and then follow it with the oil or the moisturizer. But today, I mean, the $99 kit, we just don't ever do that. We're just doing it for basically to thank our customers for buying all year. And because Jeff's one of our favorite people, we're letting his audience know about it first. But yeah, try the non-surgical facelift mask. You'll see a big difference in lifting, toning, firming, tightening, lines, wrinkles, small little fine lines, all of it. You'll see a big difference, but follow it with an oil or a moisturizer.
Every time I use that, Jeff says, oh my God, your skin looks so good.
Yeah, it sloughs off the old cells too, and it gives you that glow that you have, and it opens up the pores and gets out the impurities and helps to shrink the pore size as well.
Thank you very much for calling. And I also just, I want us to be thankful, the Jeff Lewis Live listeners. I mean, really, I want to be thankful for what matters, which is being hot. So,
what are we talking? What's that? What do you mean? Somebody's being hot?
Attractive.
You or who?
You, me,
oh,
Alyssa.
All of us.
What we're thankful
oh,
for.
Jameson.
We're thankful for that we're all so hot.
Yes.
Oh, my God. I never knew I was so hot. I'm so fabulous. Thank you so much, Jeff. I'm hot. Isn't that Paris's thing? It's hot. I'm
That's hot.
Hot. That's
How
hot.
Much time, do I have time
That's
for another
hot.
Call?
No, one minute.
I only have 1 minute.
Oh, my God.
All right, so can we go now? Because I only want to go to Target.
Can you just like chill for 50 seconds?
All right, we'll be back next week on Monday with Doug and Andrew. We have Jackie Schimmel on next week. We have Tori Spelling on next week. We have Brandy and Julie on next week.
Oh, I love Brandy and Julie.
Heather, Friday's Jackie.
Yeah.
Heather was Tuesday. You skipped.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. And Julie.
We got a big lineup for next week.
We love Julie and Brandy.
And then we head to New York.
And Heather. We love Heather. We love everybody.
Have a great Thanksgiving. We are off tomorrow and Friday. We're back Monday with a whole new show.
Enjoy your Black Friday special.
LeahBlack.com/Jeff
Life is a highway. And on it, there will be many chicken sandwiches. But there's only one McCrispy. So go ahead and hit the turn signal if you know about this juicy gem of a detour.
Walmart Plus members save on meeting up with friends. Save on having them over for dinner with free delivery with no hidden fees or markups. That's groceries plus napkins plus that vegetable chopper to make things a bit easier. Plus, members save on gas to go meet them in their neck of the woods. Plus, when you're ready for the ultimate sign of friendship, start a show together with your included Paramount Plus subscription. Walmart Plus members save on this plus so much more. Start a 30-day free trial at walmartplus.com. Paramount Plus, Essential plan only. Separate registration required. See Walmart Plus terms and conditions.